Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I will be taking you through the top sports stories of the day. Today has been a complete contrast from yesterday. Yesterday there was so much to talk about that today when I was listening to the podcast on my way to work and the podcast didn't seem to end, I said to myself, wow, that was long. Yesterday's podcast was just over 7.5 minutes. Today, if I get anywhere near the stipulated 5-minute mark, it's going to be a miracle. Let's get on with the show then, shall we?
The top story of the day
is that Frank de Boer is now the manager of the English Premier League side Crystal Palace. The Dutch manager has signed with the Eagles on a 3-year deal. De Boer said that he is excited to join a club that spent a lot of money, hinting that a few players will definitely be signed before this transfer window slams shut. He also added that he is looking to play attractive football. De Boer reportedly spoke to Louis van Gaal before joining Palace. De Boer's previous managerial stints were at a highly successful Ajax, where he was there for 6 seasons, and at a not-so-successful Inter Milan, where he lasted just 85 days. However, De Boer is expected to do well at Palace. Moving on, Eden Hazard, Johan Cabaye, Dembaba, and Moussa Sow have invested in a new club in San Diego. The club will compete in the North American Soccer League, which is the second tier in USA football. The new club would make their league debut next season, which begins in about 9 months. In cricket, in the fourth match of the Women's World Cup, Australia took on West Indies. So one-sided was the game that the only highlight of the match was during the toss, when West Indies skipper Stephanie Taylor won the toss and said she would like to bat before saying that she would like to bowl. The first answer stood and West Indies became all out for 204 before Australia absolutely swept side West Indies, winning by 8 wickets. A day after the eventful race at Azerbaijan, race winner Daniel Ricciardo said that Sebastian Vettel does not think and sometimes just goes crazy. Earlier, Lewis Hamilton too did not hold back and said that Vettel disgraced himself. Both Ricciardo and Hamilton were of course referring to the point in the race when Vettel crashed into Hamilton not once but twice in the span of a few seconds. Having missed the race yesterday, I didn't get time to watch the entire race today, but I saw the highlights and I don't think Vettel did anything wrong. Although it did look like Hamilton deliberately braked to slow Vettel down, what actually happened was that while making the turn, Hamilton just turned and didn't accelerate, not even slightly. Vettel did, and that's why there was a clash. Hamilton was then surprised and Vettel was even more surprised. Just then he drove to the side of Hamilton and slightly nudged him, for which Vettel was rightly penalized. But for the first incident, I think it was Hamilton rather who made the mistake. A quick shout out to Bottas, who was in last position in the fourth lap of the race due to his early collision, but still managed to finish second. Of course, the safety car coming out a few times and the red flag helped him. Another quick shout out to Lance Stroll for finishing third. The teenager started the race in 8th position, and I was very surprised today when I heard the commentators addressing him as an 18-year-old. So I googled his name and he is indeed 18. I don't know if it's just me or the number of sports players under 20 have been doing amazingly well for themselves in recent years. These teenagers are known by the entire world, and here I am recording this podcast that is being heard by 30-odd people. Anyways, that's me done for today. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, see you tomorrow. Oh.